Petula has the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Employers group IBEC has written to the Taoiseach to highlight concerns about the rising cost of doing business and specifically the pace and scale of government-imposed labour costs. These include the increase in the minimum wage, increases to employer PRSI, changes to statutory sick pay and the imminent introduction of pension auto-enrolment. Danny McCoy, IBEC CEO, joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Julia.
Thank you for coming in to us. The minimum wage increased to €12.40 on the 1st of January this year. Would employers deny the lowest paid workers this increase?
No, none of the features in of themselves are not without merit. And it's actually our point is the cumulative delivery of these without a coordination or without a plan that's actually putting a lot of small businesses in distress. We're seeing over the winter from survey from our members at top of the list now is the cost of doing business. But particularly for small, medium enterprises, we're seeing a lot of business failures beginning to emerge. And these are government-induced costs. People have to deal with the cost of living, just like the households, in terms of electricity, in terms of the scale of the market. It's not that they don't have merit in themselves. It's the uncoordinated nature of it that we're calling on the government to take a pause, not to reverse these things, but take a pause and to do an impact assessment, and also to commit to not landing these type of percentage increases. Some business will find their costs will go up by over 20 to 25% as a result of these measures.
Now, you'll agree that during the pandemic, businesses received a lot of support from government. And COVID also highlighted the issue of sick pay, people coming to work when they were sick because they just couldn't afford not to. Isn't it not now time for businesses to step up? Like, if not now, when? How far do you want to kick this down the road?
Well, first of all, during COVID, it was business that provided the corporate tax revenue for the households and for the government. The scale of the corporate tax revenue we talked about many times. The funding of our pandemic was coming from that largesse, coming from the corporate sector. So businesses have stepped up, but these are about businesses that have small margins or are the heavy employers in our economy, and the experienced economy are now experiencing this kind of distress. So we're all in this together. This is a society approach. It is good for people to get those type of wage increases. It's the fact that they're coming on top of other costs simultaneously is putting the business themselves in stress and people will lose their jobs as a result.
But did IBEC not communicate with government about this? I mean, you'd be somebody who'd be known around the halls of Leinster House, surely. Did you not communicate
Absolutely.
That with government?
Absolutely. We actually have over 70 lobbying registered interventions on this. And as I said, all of these things in themselves have merit. It's the fact that they haven't been coordinated. And that's what we're actually calling the government now in that letter, is first of all to put a pause on future increases till we've done an impact assessment and the government delivers that.
Can you explain that, the pause? Like in terms of the increase to the minimum wage, that's already happened, so you're not looking
for
a pause on
that. Yeah, but there's also two more tranches of that minimum wage to come. So there's an ambition to get the minimum wage to 60% of median wages in the economy by 1st January 2026. That will be another 23% increase in minimum wages. We have to, that will come in time. But the question is, do we do it as fast as over the next 2 years or do we delay that out? Because inflation is not going to be in that order of magnitude.
OK, so what do you expect the government response to be?
Well, I expect the government will, for its own sake, will want to engage on this one because they are seeing themselves, they're getting that from the businesses. We're seeing a lot of businesses closing down. This is a big issue for the government to engage with businesses, with society more generally on this. We're looking not to reverse these things, but have a coordinated and a structured way. And also the competitive charter that we talked about in the letter is that in future, we don't get this scale of increases all coming at once.
Okay, Danny McCoy, CEO of IBEC, thanks for coming on the programme. More